This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is. OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. Toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The email is ocdaustin@yahoo.com, and the website is outcastradio.net. I've turned all the lights off in the studio because I like it better that way. Fluorescent lights just bugged me. I've got a story for you that may blow your doors in. Go to my website, outcastradio.net. Under blog, you'll find shocking Obama video. Under the update column, it says Obama tells the truth about the New World Order. Watch the video. This video is only 19 seconds long, and if it is the real deal, he pretty much tells you exactly what's going on in 19 seconds. And this is from the Bilderberg Conference. Yeah, pull up the blog and I'll just read what I wrote. It isn't very often that I'm taken by surprise. Wednesday night, I received a video from one of my sources that shocked me. It's a clip of President Obama speaking at the Bilderberg Conference in Brussels, May 23rd, 2014. It's on the right side of my homepage. Watch it for yourself and tell me what you think. And if this is true, if this is not a doctored video, it's pretty damning. All right, here it is. In 19 seconds, President Obama, at the Bilderberg Conference in May, tells you exactly what's going on.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is this video, in fact, doctored? Because if it's not, that is pretty damning. So what I want you to do is go to the website, outcastradio.net, and watch it for yourself and tell me if you think it's doctored, because I'm watching it and I'm thinking, it doesn't look like it is. I can't imagine he said that. He did not say that. Well, come on in. Michael, come on in. I mean, it just blew me away, and I'm thinking, there's no way he said that. All right, here he is. Michael Herzog, everybody. He's on from, what time were you on, young man? I think you're on from 1 to 4.
Headset?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, here. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, well, here's the deal.
Okay.
I just listened to it, Don, and even if it was doctored, even if somebody cut an edit or a piece or changed something around, the bottom... Well, excuse me, folks. Let me plug this in.
By the way, this is real radio.
Okay. Even if it's edited, even if it's
changed. Oh, you need to get closer to the mic. I know it's your first week.
Right. Even if it's edited, even if it's changed around, that's Obama. That's his words. Okay? And when you come out and you say that people are, what did he say, not intelligent enough?
Well, let me play it again, because if this is true, I can't believe he said this. And if it is true, it confirms everything you and I have been talking about for the longest time.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
It blows me away if it's true.
Okay. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, that speech is unedited, I can tell, because it flows fluently. Now, that's my opinion, and if anybody wants to call me out and tell me I'm wrong, prove it, okay? But the three things that he said that are, they're basically just devastating. Now, remember, he's in front of the Bilderberg Group, which is, how many members? About 300?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, these people are all on the same page as he is, all right? Working towards this international order for generations, well, we're talking about a couple hundred years, 10 generations, 11 generations, whatever, okay? But he says, the American people are too small-minded to govern themselves. So they need to surrender their rights and allow this entity to make their decisions for them. Now, that 19 seconds says it all. It says what we're all about. It says what we're trying to do. And if folks, anybody out there, post this to Facebook.
Yeah, please go to my website, because my understanding, and this is from my source, I'm not going to reveal it, this has been banned from YouTube. You can't get it on YouTube. Now, I don't know if you can pull it from my website, but let me play it one more time, because every time I hear it, I literally get a chill. I guess I'm not Chris Matthews getting a chill up my leg. I'm getting a chill down my spine when I hear this.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
I mean, again, I get a chill down my spine, not up my leg.
Ordinary people, not just the American people, ordinary people all over the world are too small-minded to govern. What hubris. What absolute hubris and arrogance to say something like that. Now, I understand the audience is the Bilderberg Group, okay? But for something like this to get out, this, folks, will go viral. And I really congratulate you, as much as that chill goes up my spine too, Don. I congratulate you for breaking this story. Okay, but this needs to go far and wide, folks. So
yeah, you check it out and look at that. It says reload. I wonder if they're already tacking into my website. let me try to get it back up again here. On the boy, no, just a Japanese site. Okay, you say something while I'm doing this.
Okay, and at any rate, I'm going to repeat this. Folks, post it on YouTube, repost it on YouTube, put it on Facebook, get it on Twitter, go anywhere you can go with this and make it go viral. This, you know, Don, this alone, to hear him say that, the vast majority of the American people would be absolutely gobsmacked to hear our president say that.
And that's why I'm still trying to figure out if it's real. I mean, but I've watched it many times, and every time I watch it, I'm thinking, it doesn't look like it's doctored.
Well, that's Obama's voice.
It's his voice.
I haven't seen the video, but that's his voice.
I don't know if they took down my website.
All right, well, listen, I'll let you get back to your show.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a show anymore if I can't get to the website. All right, try to get to the website. It's outcastradio.net, at least for now.
And well, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by. And you can turn the lights on. I'm going to get rid of this mood I had.
There we go.
All right, so much for the darkness. I need some light in here. If you're having a hard time getting to my website, let me know. I want to make sure it's not my computer and that it's just, you know, a glitch, because I was able to pull up this website 2 minutes ago. But at least you got to hear it three times. It is the website. Really, my website's been taken down? No way. You're kidding. Holy cow. I can't believe that. Yeah, see if you can pull it up in another room. Okay, I need everyone to see if they can pull up my website. Because Sam and Michael are saying they're having a hard time finding it. All right, I'm trying to pull the website up again. Where's my website? Wow. No, this can't be. Man, this is getting really weird.
She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good looking mom. She never was around, but she grew up tall.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke,
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. I have a feeling today is going to be really, really weird. Actually, just the way I like it. You can email me at ocdaustin@yahoo.com and tell me what you think. I don't know what happened to the website. Maybe it crashed because too many people were going to it, but it seems to be back online. And if you're just joining us, I've posted a video to my website that apparently, allegedly, according to my source, has in fact been banned by YouTube. And I'm going to see if this is going to play. The website is up and running, it appears. Nope, the web page is not available. Yikes. That is really weird. Okay, I'm going to try to do this one more time. Because during the break, I brought up the website, and it seemed to be there. Sam, can you gain access to the website? I don't know if it's because too many people went to it, or it was taken down. Man, I think I really stepped on the third rail. That's funny. I've been doing this show, this latest incarnation of this show, for about 8 years, but I think today is the day I might have fried myself. All right. Michael, come on in again if you want.
They took it down.
They took down my website?
Yep. Web page not available.
Holy cow. All right, let's talk to Steve in Colorado. Hello, Steve.
Hey, but yeah, I got your website up there.
Oh, you've got it up? Okay.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not showing on RBN.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they
That's what I'm thinking. Because if you go, hold on, if you go to RBN and you refresh the page where it says, you know, call in, not showing up there.
Okay.
But if you go in a search and you search Outcast Radio, right?
Yeah, outcastradio.net.
That's on there.
Okay.
You're up and running.
Okay, maybe it's just the computers here at the station. Did you get a chance to look at the video?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Is it doctored? The first question I want to know, Steve, in your opinion, is it doctored?
I don't think so. I mean, you can when you, and I'm pretty good with you know, all that music stuff and DJing and crap like that. No, you can't. You would hear and edit it. You would hear it. There's this smooth transition, like your other caller said, or your host, or your guest. But you know, and it's still on YouTube, by the way. It's not taken off.
It has not been taken off. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I just wanted to bring out a couple other points. I know maybe you know you want to stay on that topic. It doesn't shock me anymore because they've been saying things like this. Well, I didn't like the part, which is extremely upsetting, is when we're too small-minded. Would the majority of people be too small-minded to get their acts together? I don't know if it's even a majority. Would I say 60% of the world's population cannot get their act together? That's a huge question as to why. Were they dumbed down? Were they beaten down? Was their ancestors beaten down for many, many years ago because of this typical mentality that we've just heard on YouTube? Would I say there is a percentage of people in the world that cannot, you know, take responsibility for themselves? Yes, I would agree. But when you call out most of the planet and calling most of the people in this world small-minded, and they can't be sovereign to themselves, or they can't govern themselves, is outrageous and narcissistic to the core. I mean, this man is nothing more than, and a lot of radio show hosts are saying it too, that he's a criminal. You know, it's this criminal-minded mindset.
This is getting so weird. I just checked my email.
Mm-hmm.
The source, I don't know if I see the email now. You know, I'm really trying not to go tinfoil hat here. But I need to know. I would need to know if other people are able to pull up outcastradio.net because here at the network.
Hey, I'll refresh my page, Don.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right. You know, if you want, why don't you play the clip? You got a speaker there?
Yeah. All right.
Play the clip and put the phone next to your speaker so at least we can hear it from.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
My computer's going a little weird now. Hold on. That's kind of weird.
Like, you know, I just don't want to go down this road, but it's just so weird what's going on right now.
Wow. Hold on. I tried to refresh my...
International.
Hang on. I just pulled it up from my email. Okay, here's the clip. Listen to it while you can. Tell me if you think it's real, because I can't get into my website anymore. Here we go. President Obama.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
All right, that's it.
And for
wow.
Yeah.
Let me say this, that you notice how they changed the names now, where they don't want people, the typical communist left, you know, left rhino behavior is they changed the title or the name New World Order to International Community, or now it's International Order.
Interesting. And the video itself is in German. I mean, the language underneath
yes.
the YouTube video. Now, are you able to find this on YouTube? I mean, is
yeah,
it
hold on, yes.
Okay.
Refresh it, because I got it going on over there. If you have download a helper, people, you can actually download this and keep it, which YouTube cannot stand, probably. I'm going to refresh the page. If you have Firefox, you can get download a helper from Mozilla, and you can download all these videos. I was told by someone that they don't like when you repost videos that YouTube has taken off, so I don't recommend putting it back on, because you will be harassed. I'd say, you know, if you do save them, share them. Otherwise, share them just computer to computer.
You know, and I was never able to confirm 100% whether this video has been banned by YouTube. I just got the video last night, and I watched
on.
It a few times, and it is. Okay.
Still on. But, you know, look, I mean, I don't see it being any different than the Bushes or any other president like the Clinton, or when you go back in YouTube and you see them, you can actually see them and hear them and saying the New World Order. I mean, you know, I don't think it's a threat.
Well, you know, it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah,
we had George Bush's dad, New World Order, back in 1991, and we know it's there, but to actually have a sitting U.S. president speaking at the Bilderberg Conference in May and just coming right out and saying it is absolutely mind-boggling if this is not doctored.
Here's the thing that's threatening, is extremely threatening, is to give up their sovereign, give up their rights. I mean, he's literally said, we, all the people, have to give up their rights to their sovereignty, to their, you know, power and structure. Did you take it that way? I did.
I took it exactly that way. I mean,
I'm
looking at it and I'm thinking, here we go. This is Nazi Germany all over again.
Yeah, oh, totally. You know, they don't want the regular law enforcement that's not in the funky handshake club to wake up.
Yeah. And you know, the other topic I was going to bring up, and I don't even know if I'm going to get to it today, is the situation in Ferguson. You know, take apart the Trayvon Martin, here we go again scenario. What I'm noticing that is different is the police are just police in name. Though that's a military incursion we've got in Ferguson. And regardless of where you stand on the issue, it is absolutely frightening to see the amount of force that is being used against this small town.
Well, I didn't keep up with that. I'm going to say this, Donna, right? Because I'm from the East Coast, and I'm very familiar with Sharpton's tactics. He's nothing more than Big Brother's puppet, and I've been saying that for a long time. This bastard is protecting rogue cops, and he wants to camouflage it into a racial thing when there are multiple people. I know people that have victims of police brutality.
Hey, Steve, we've got to end it there. We're coming up on a break. If you get a chance and you can share the video, please do. For now, it's on the website, outcastradio.net. Is it doctored? Let me know what you think.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is Outkast Radio. All right, let's take a step back. I'm going to practice what I preach about taking the emotion out of it. Here's what I think happened. I think the site went down because so many of you went to it at once. I have only had this website up a couple months, if that. And the bandwidth is not that big. It's not really. I went through GoDaddy, and it's not able to handle a lot of traffic at once. And I think what happened is that so many of you went to the website at once, I think it crashed. At least here at the network. Because everybody here at the network can pull it up on their mobile phone, and the listeners are telling me they can pull it up. So watch it for yourself. Outkastradio.net and what the president said. Let's start with Cody in Dallas. Hello, Cody. How are you?
Good afternoon, everybody. I've got my tinfoil hat duct taped down because it's getting so close to, you're looking around and trying to figure out how this got crashed. It will be a day like today, and it will be very close to today, that the internet, all of a sudden, it'll be unplugged, and we won't have this liberty anymore. And we will go back to the 19th century where our source of information will be from what our neighbor tells us. And, of course, we'll still get that, the so-called truth across that boob tube. They won't pull that down. They'll still be doing the propaganda to you, what they want you to what they want you to hear. But I've watched this video. I posted it about a month ago on my Facebook, Our Freedom Texas, and I listened to it with I've got a pretty good high dollar set of earplugs, and I played it through two or three times, and there is a point in the video where you can hear a difference in the audio from one statement to the next. So it has been doctored. Now, would he say this in private? Would he say, et cetera, amongst like-minded individuals? Absolutely. I'm sure what he said is actually what he believes. I do, however, believe that it has been doctored and edited at some point.
You know, and that's the reason I put it up on the website, because I don't know. I honestly don't know if it's doctored. And I do know that technology is such today that you can make anybody say anything they want. And when I'm watching it, I'm thinking, I can't believe he's saying that. Is that true? And from what you know and what you've listened to, you think it's doctored. Did we lose Cody?
Just like you.
I just lost you, man. All right, you're back?
All right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I was just saying, in your opinion, you think the video is doctored?
Yes, there's a point that you can hear right in the center that the actual tone of the voice in the audio is slightly different. So my biggest flag on the deal was you didn't see the words coming out of his mouth as he was saying it.
Okay, yeah, that is the question. So, you know, that's what I'm literally trying to figure out. You know, the problem with doing talk radio is this stuff comes down the wire so quick. You present it and you wonder what is truth and what is fiction. So in your opinion, it is doctored.
I didn't go and post it because I believe that is belief, and that is his, his thoughts. Now those words did come out of his mouth, but I think they've been blended together from one, one statement and another. So
okay, I appreciate the call, Cody. Thank you. Let's go to Ed in Kentucky. Hello, Ed. How are you?
What's up, Don?
What's great up? Show. Thank you.
What's up?
What up?
You know what? Ferguson, Missouri is going, they're facing a little bit of what's going to happen if we don't wake up. See, I got an Instagram account, and trust me, I'm spreading the word all the way around. I listen to RBN and, it's the people wake up, please. I mean, talk to your neighbors, and if you want to go to Instagram, create an account, and it's a story by pictures, and it's really neat to tell. I mean, you know how they say a picture can say 1,000 words. Trust me, I've done. I've put up HARP. I put up LRAD. I put up New World Order. And the thing is, don't be surprised, Don, to hear these guys talk about it, because Daddy Bush openly on public TV turned around the New World Order, and under their rules, Don, they have to tell you what they're doing.
Yeah, that is, you know, in the book of Amos, it says the prophecy goes to the prophets first. So, you know, part of this Illuminati paradigm is they have to tell you what they're doing before they do it. That's the rules that are set down in the cosmic chess match.
Right, but the thing is, it's okay, those of us who are spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and morally, let's say, different than others, that can read between the lines, that could read through BS, it's happening. I mean, we're the generation that's going to see the Almighty Yahweh's hand, he totally wiped, just start Armageddon, or we can be like Abraham and talk our father Yahweh down from a couple hundred thousand people to 15. And that's a patient, that's a very patient man to do that. That's how much he loves his kids, his children. Abraham talked him from destroying Sodom and Gomorrah from a couple hundred thousand people to 15. So, yeah, we have a loving father that's willing to listen. Yet what we're forgetting is we turned away from him. We turned away from his word. We turned away from his statutes and his commandments. And most of all, we forgot how to pray.
Ed, hang in there, man. Do not give up your hope. Don't let them win. Okay, all right. I'm just saying. Everything you said, I'm on board with. But don't let them bring you down, man. Because when you lose your hope, lose.
It's not me that's down. I'm
mourning for. I am literally on the air right now, mourning for my country because I don't know what the hell is going on at the moment. But I got a feeling in my gut I have not had in a long time, and I've got. I don't know what's about to happen. But things are really, really accelerating quickly, and I don't know if what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri right now is the domino. But it's like V for Vendetta. One domino drops, and something's coming down the road. I don't know when, but I'm really starting to feel it in my gut.
Well, see, here's the thing. I found out some very ugly statistics. Every 23 hours, a black person is shot by the cops. That's sick. And plus, here's the thing. People are forgetting what happened in China. Two cops started beating. One was a vendor and one was a bystander taking pictures. Well, the citizens that were standing around said, to hell with this. Ain't happening. We're done with this. Bum rushed the police officers, and unfortunately, one of them didn't make it home that night. And they put the other one in very bad condition in the hospital. I don't know if he's alive or not.
Ed, I've got to move on. I got the phones full, but you know, all I can say is, you know, again, don't let them steal hope. Yeah, okay, all right, man.
No, it's humanity. I'm
mourning for the country. I mean, I've got two kids too, and I'm seeing what's coming, and I'm thinking, I've been in denial myself, and I'm beginning to realize that this is going down the way that I think a lot of people thought it would.
Well,
anyway, I got to run, my friend. Have a great day. Have a great day. Let's go next to Andy in Ohio. Hello, Andy.
How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man. What's up?
Good. Yeah, about that Obama speech. Although I think what he said was not doctored, I've listened to the whole speech, and just like that recent Netanyahu speech with Hillary Clinton, how they kind of took the words that he said and took it out of context. If you listen to the whole speech, what he's doing is he's quoting other people as claiming this is what's happening. So although he's saying the words that you're hearing, he's making it sound as though it's someone else is actually saying those words and he's defending against them. So I have a feeling that maybe the speech was written specifically to put those words in order so that people would take them out of context, post them, only to become discovered as... not true. But I recommend listening to the whole Brussels speech and see how he kind of ties those words into as if someone else is quoting them and he's sort of defending against them. So, but there's a couple speeches on air, like I say, the Netanyahu speech and other things like that, that make it sound like he's saying something when he's not really saying it in that context.
Okay. So, yeah, maybe it is fake. I don't know. I really don't. All I know is that I can't get to my website, and that bothers me. If you can get to it, it's outcastradio.net, and good luck with all that.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS.
escapeharassment.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD, toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443. All right, I'll get to the bottom of it eventually. I actually have audio of the full transcript the speech gave, and I'm going to see if I can upload that to the website too, because I don't want to be wrong. And I'm asking the question. I'm not saying that is what he said in that context. I'm just saying, do you think this video is real? You never know. I mean, technology is so advanced, you can put words in people's mouths and they can say anything they want. But when I watched it, it just, I don't know, it resonated as the real deal. But I don't know. But I do know this. I've been having a hard time pulling up my website, and I think we're finally back online. And I don't think it's some sort of government conspiracy. I just think it got flooded. I don't have enough bandwidth. I've got the clip. I'll keep playing it until the men in black come.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
I don't know. What do you think? Is it the real deal? And I'm not going to be able to answer all of your emails today because I got way, way too many of them. The other story I want to touch on, and I didn't realize I wouldn't get an opportunity to do that till almost an hour into the show, reporters arrested in Ferguson. I don't like the way this is unraveling. I'll just read a little bit of the story to you. Reporters from the Washington Post and the Huffington Post were arrested in Ferguson, Missouri, Wednesday night while covering the protests that have rocked the St. Louis suburb. Wesley Lowry, a Washington Post political reporter, and Ryan Riley, a Huffington Post justice reporter, were arrested at McDonald's shortly before 8 p.m. Police entered the restaurant and told patrons to leave. Reporters wrote on Twitter after their release. The police asked Lowry and Riley for their identification. According to the reporters, they were arrested because they weren't packing their bags fast enough. Lowry said the officers assaulted him, slammed him into the water fountain, the fountain machine, because I was confused about which door they were asking me to walk out of, he wrote on Twitter. Lowry also said that he and Riley were released without paperwork or charges, and the officers refused to provide the reporters with their names. And before I came on the air, I pulled up a video of reporters being tear gassed. They were off about 75 yards from the police. From what I could see, they were not interfering with the police, and they lobbed some tear gas in their direction. They may say police department, but that does not look like the police department. What is going on in Ferguson? That looks like the military. I don't like the way this is unfolding. And regardless of your stance, white, black, Trayvon Martin part two, I don't think this is Trayvon Martin part two. The military buildup there is really concerning me. And I'm beginning to wonder if we've already hit a tipping point and maybe this is the moment. I don't know. Honest to God, I don't know. Let's talk to Bob in North Dakota. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Yeah, that speech, that's a primer going into the full speech. It's referencing the founding fathers of this country.
Okay. That's your tip?
Full speech. This is the very stuff they're hoping people jump on, discredit the so-called patriot movement.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I'm bringing it up. I don't know. And it's really hard to tell. So you're saying that's not the real deal?
No, listen to the whole speech.
Okay.
Just the part we're going, yeah, sure, he said this. Yeah, he's talking to his ring-knocking buddies about it. But he'll discredit you as soon as you bring it up, unless you bring it out in the full context, and they know nobody will do that. It's they're so much into these little sound bites, and they're so easily discredited.
Mm.
So, you know, go the whole distance instead of just baby steps.
Well, the problem with the whole distance is I haven't been able to get the entire speech, and I just got it from a listener about 5 minutes ago. It's 35 minutes long, and I plan on posting that, assuming I can get that online.
Yeah, you should have done your due diligence, because this actually beat up Butch Paw probably about a month and a half ago. So if we don't do our due diligence, well...
Well, the problem with doing due diligence is that I'm doing the show 5 days a week, 10 shows, and I don't have... I mean, I literally would have to be doing this 24/7 to do my due diligence. I need a staff. I need investigative reporters. And that's why I'm asking, do you think it's the real deal? Because we're just sort of plodding along here, trying to figure it out as we go.
You think that's going to work when the shooting starts? Oh, I'm busy doing a job.
When the shooting starts, I'm not going to be participating in the shooting. I'm going to continue to look for the truth and find out what's happening. And all I'm asking is this the truth? You know, everything, just about everything, is a lie from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to bed. And in order to find out everything, nobody has a monopoly on that.
It's not hard to do. And if you're
really? It's not hard to do.
Let me see
if it's not hard to do. I've got Sam in there. He's 27 running the board. I've got Michael in the other room and Manny. That is RBN right now. I don't have a network. I don't have investigative reporters. I don't have field reporters. It's just me. And guess what, Skippy? If I was on Clear Channel, I would have already been fired. Because the last time I tried to do this in a major market with Clear Channel, they threw me out the door. So that's why I need the listeners' help to help me figure out what the hell is going on. You don't get it. This is a rare commodity. RBN and one other network, this is it. When they shut this down, good luck finding the truth anywhere in the media. Anyway, I'll talk to you later, Bob. I'm sick of you. Let's talk to Steve in Indiana.
Yes, hello. I just wanted to say that last caller and the one before, with the argument that it's out of context, is correct. I've got it pulled up here. You really only have to go to about 2 minutes in the speech. They're pulling something up after about 3 minutes with it out of context from what he's saying. I mean, I've got it here if you want to hear it from 2 minutes, you know, if you want to hear another minute of it.
Is he, in fact, referencing the way it was as opposed to the way he wants it to be?
Right. He's not saying that he currently believes that the people are too small-minded. He's saying that's from the tyranny in the past, basically, you know, that Europe was fraught with oppression and revolutions and wars, and then out of the Enlightenment came America and this and that. And see, what is making it look like is we're going to come into this new, wonderful, peaceful world, you know.
Okay, but it was at the Bilderberg Conference.
Well, the speech was in Brussels, in Belgium. It's called they dubbed it the Signal Speech, but it's just his keynote European Union speech in Brussels.
Okay.
You can get it on YouTube. It's 36 minutes and 19 seconds total. But I say, I've got it pulled up here if you want to hear a little of what puts it out of context. But.
Well, actually, I just got it from a listener, and so I'm going to take a listen to it. And that's, you know, that's the question. I'm just trying to figure all this out because this is all coming down so fast, and I hate to use the word furious, but it's coming down so fast and furious. I'm just having a hard time keeping up with this stuff. I really am. Because
I know. It's going to turn into a real whirlwind when it starts. It's just, see, this is how they do things, too, because I think your last caller was right. They put these little things they can take as sound bites, and somebody gets a hold of them, and then it just discredits anybody who has a conspiratorial viewpoint on history, and you know, it's just set up designed to discredit.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think you're right. No. The truth is a rare commodity, a very rare commodity these days.
Well, yeah, I know. I keep trying to call RBN. I did it for years. There's another guy on, a nighttime host, and he's going on and on about the Bible. So I sent him all these emails and say, well, how come you can't find a Roman Catholic or any Protestant or any non-denominational Christian who believes in the Bible and the Bible's true? And when you point out that Jeremiah 31:31 and Hebrews 8:8 tell us exactly who the new covenant's made with, and it's only the house of Israel and the house of Judah, and none of the Protestants or Catholics believe that. Not anywhere in seminaries. Commentarians don't believe it.
Yeah, we are living in the days of deception. This is Outcast Radio, outcastradio.net.